Say goodbye to Miss Jenny sleeping on a subway grate. Say goodbye to all the ladies waiting for the tricks to show. Got $100 more than I need to score. Got $100 just enough to get me home. Yeah, I'm going back home to the cotton fields, to the almond groves, to the old homestead. See my mom, pa, my big brother Jack. Went to Kandahar, but he never came back. Came from Maricopa, had no family left. Worked at Port of Oakland, fell in with the narco set. Ended up a junkie living in my brother's car. Don't shed a tear for me, homemade so far. Yeah, I'm going back home to the cotton fields, to the almond groves, to the old homestead. See my mom, pa, my big brother Jack. Went to Kandahar, but he never came back. No, never come back. Boulevard, ladies, don't you weep and moan. I've gone to a better place off the dirty streets. Mr. Patel, won't you send my ashes home? Spread them in the old family almond grove. Yeah, I'm going back home to the cotton fields, to the almond groves, to the old homestead. See my mom, pa, my big brother Jack. He went to Kandahar, but he never came back. Going back home to the cotton fields, to the almond groves, to the old homestead. See my mom, pa, my big brother Jack. Went to Kandahar, but he never came back. Gonna see him now.
My guests today are David Lowery and Johnny Hickman, the driving force of Cracker. Thank you for coming here and welcome to Cincinnati.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Tell me a little bit of history about Cracker. How long have you known each other? How long have you been playing together?
We've known each other since 1978 or 1979. We, though, really only played together since about 1990, although we dabbled around in some other projects before and then. That's getting on 38 years that we've known each other, something like that.
I remember years ago when the Rolling Stones had their 25th anniversary and they made a big, huge celebration about it. The Grateful Dead made a big deal with their 25th anniversary tour. Cracker's now been together 25 years. How do you sustain it?
Well, one of the things about Cracker is that it's just really just the two of us. We set it up that way in the beginning. We have a circle, not to downplay or discount anybody that's ever played with us, but it's organized differently than a lot of other bands. I was in a band with six members before that. Might have heard of them, Camper Van Beethoven. We sort of had a semi-consensus way of working, but it was really just sort of anarchy until somebody seized power and then got something done. So we did it this way on purpose. Like, there'd just be two of us, and then we just kind of have a loose sort of lineup that just sort of morphed and changed, because that's the way bands always work. There's the people that you play with live, there's your friends that you jam with, people that might record with you. It's almost like there's always like three circles with a band. There's like a core of the songwriters, it's kind of the people you play with, and then so your greater pool of peers, right? And those three circles are really what makes a band. And so we never structured the band to be anything other than that. And so we make the albums with the people we want to make the albums with. And the interesting thing about this tour is that this is the Bakersfield. There's two discs, the Berkeley and the Bakersfield disc, the Bakersfield disc. This is the Bakersfield band touring with us. I mean, they're really from Athens, Georgia, but they are just as good at the rock stuff as they are at the country stuff. And they kind of bring this other take on the rock stuff. And so it makes the band constantly evolve and morph and change into things that it wasn't before, and like a living, healthy organism does. You know, we're not a fossil, right? That's what living organisms do. They constantly adapt and change. And so I think that's actually the secret. It's just this dumb little thing that we did in the beginning, but it's allowed us to stay together for a long time and make sort of a large body of music and, you know, sort of span different styles and, yeah.
Well, and I know you're touring as Cracker, but you're still producing music and albums under the Campervan Beethoven.
Oh, yeah. We just did two songs for Sharknado 3, Oh Hell No, which is funny in a lot of ways, but perfect for the band. Here you have this sort of self-consciously sort of outrageous movie, outrageously sort of unbelievable, like, movie franchise with a very anarchic spirit, a very, you know, anarchic director. And that just fit really well with Camper. It was almost kind of a miracle that we got together with that. So, yeah.
Well, when you have a song in your head, how do you make that decision? It's a Camper song, it's a Cracker song, or how does that evolve?
You can usually just sort of tell. I mean, the Camper songs tend to be written collaboratively with the four of us in a room, whereas with Cracker, you know, we sometimes write a lot of stuff separately, sometimes we write stuff together. The Camper stuff, I mean, if I start out with an idea, I can usually tell at the beginning whether it should be thrown to the Camper crowd or whether it should stay over with me and Johnny in Cracker. Obviously, you know, if you have an instrumental in your head called ZZ Top Goes to Egypt, that probably is pretty obvious that belongs with Camper Van Beethoven, you know. But there's a lot of similarities, too. The last Camper album has a song called Darken Your Door, which we could probably very much have repurposed for this Berkeley to Bakersfield disc on the Cracker side, but we didn't. There's That Gum You Like was Back in Style, which started out as a Cracker thing, but Camper kind of fleshed it out in a much weirder way, you know, and
which I was totally happy about. Like, wow.
Well, Johnny, how do you approach the songwriting process when you know you're doing either the Bakersfield part or the Berkeley part, or is that even in your mindset? Are you just creating?
I'll do the same thing. There have been a handful of songs that I did on my solo records that we reinvented as Cracker songs, and it sometimes it works that way. Or a lot of times I'll just have a riff. I'll have a sort of this muscular root riff, you know. I think along the lines of like Zeppelin's of my influences, or Neil Young or something, where you have this big melodic motif, and then David will take it from there and create a song within that sort of thing. There's no real set way that we work. I mean, it really varies. I mean, David will have a song pretty much complete, and I'll just add some good embellishment to it to sort of flesh it out, you know.
And there's a real serious Jekyll and Hyde kind of dichotomy going on between the two. I mean, you have very beautiful melodic songs like the one you just played, Almond Grove, and then you have on the other disc or the other side, you know, songs like Torches and Pitchforks or March of the Billionaires, very right. Angry songs.
Right, very punk rock sort of influenced or protesty something. Yeah, I think that it's not always me talking, right? And most of the time it's just characters like I invent in my head and then I let them speak, which is weird. Sounds like, you know, you're schizophrenic, but it's actually a really good way to work a song out.
Is there another song you want to share with us?
Yeah, sure. Let's do this. This is also from the... I mean, we're just going to play some stuff off the new album. So this is much more lighthearted. This is our tribute to kind of the Eastern California, you know? Not Northern California, not Southern California, inland, sort of the country, Western part of the state, which is... I always consider myself from Eastern California, so...
That's where we grew up.
Yeah.
It's real.
Okay, here we go.
There ain't no palm trees where I come from. No big waves crashing on the shore. No gridlock traffic. No movie stars now. In the part of California I come from, we got oil fields in the Central Valley. We got cowboys out in the Mojave, Salinas Valley, yeah, where I come from. We got farms far as the eye can see. I got good friends out in Texas, and I got family in Tennessee. But this here country boy's from California. There ain't no place I'd rather be. There ain't no place I'd rather be. Shasta on down to Salton Sea. That's where we pick these guitars. That's where we write these songs. There ain't no place where I'd rather be. I got good friends out in Texas, and I got family in Tennessee. This here country boy's from California. There ain't no place I'd rather be. There ain't no place I'd rather be. There ain't no palm trees. There ain't no movie stars. In the part of California I come from.
Fantastic. So then the tour wraps up when?
The U.S. tour really wraps up after Labor Day. I mean, we have kind of a little bit of time off. I have to do some stuff for the university for about 10 days. So we have about 10 days off at the beginning of August, but then we're right back at it. And we play through Labor Day. And I think we'll hit Europe in the late fall. And then just kind of wind it down. You know, I'll just start doing some more writing and recording or whatever.
I think I saw there's a couple dates on the tour, not many, but there's a couple where you play with Camper Van
Beethoven. Yeah, all the West Coast stuff. We have our festival called The Camp Out in Pioneertown, California, and that's always with Camper Van Beethoven and Cracker and all of the related bands to that. And then usually we go and play Arizona or Nevada or one of the other states nearby that we don't get to that often around that week. And that's what we're doing. Yeah. So we're doing a Cracker Camper tour, basically, of the desert, which is Pioneertown, Arizona, New Mexico.
Well, again, thank you for coming in. It's been a pleasure. Again, welcome back to Cincinnati. And what song would you like to close us out with?
Well, let's do King of Bakersfield, because we were just talking about that, because that's a character that just talks. Let's just, he told me that story. Okay. Got a double wide in my own Merlot vineyard. I got plenty of space to park my dually trucks. And I never have to deal with LA traffic. Life is good, they call me the King of Bakersfield. I work from dusk to dawn for Paramount Pictures. Set carpenter and all around handyman. While back in Bakersfield, I got a Sinaloan beauty. Life is good, they call me the King of Bakersfield. So we got wide open spaces for my friends to come drink beer. We got a stage in the back with a band to step in all night long. We got some motorcycle riding neighbors. We never have no trouble round here. All my friends say you live like a king out in Bakersfield. So do what you want if you ain't hurting no one. It ain't nobody's business how you live your life. Well, I'm a red state union man from California. Life is good, they call me the King of Bakersfield. Life is good, they call me the King of Bakersfield. Life is good, they call me the King of Bakersfield.
My guests have been David Lowery and Johnny Hickman from the band Cracker. This in-studio performance was recorded on July 29th. Prior to the band's appearance at the Southgate House Revival in Newport, Kentucky. For links to more information about Cracker, you can visit wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. Complete audio of this interview can also be found at wvxu.org/lx. I'm Jim Nolan.